Now, what is your dream? Because there's nothing you can't do. And let nothing hold you back.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. Got a great message, the life-giving gift of belief, part one. God gave us a gift called belief. It's so wonderful. It makes life easier when you believe God. Oh, Lord, because you got something to do. Instead of just something to look at, something that the devil's trying to get your attention. No, no. When you understand this gift of belief, oh, Lord Jesus, you're going to be blessed by it. Call a friend, tell them to turn that television on. They're going to learn something today. And you're going to receive something today. And that's the word of the living God. Let's go into part one of the life-giving gift of belief. You're going to get blessed. Your faith's going to grow. And manifestation is going to follow. Watch. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace. Peace is possession of adequate resource. Nothing broken, nothing missing. And not of evil. Yet we've been told that God will beat your brains out. You've got to watch yourself. To give you an expected end. Let me give you another translation. He says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not disaster. To give you a future and a hope. See, when you have a hope and a future, you have the life-giving gift of belief. You know what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, where you're going to do it, and how you're going to do it. Because you see, it's a life gift to flow. So I want to go over this quickly if I can. Write this down if you're taking notes. Believing is a gift from God. And every one of us has the ability to receive it. See, belief is a gift from God. As God gave us his only begotten son, for God so loved the world, he gave us the belief to believe him that he was the son of the living God. All of us have that ability. It's a gift from God. People ask me all the time, you have so much faith. No, what it is, it's the gift that produces the faith. It's my belief that faith will work, not some of the time, once in a while, but all the time. The reason why I'm blessed financially, let me tell you why. It's not because I'm a good businessman, which I am. It's not because I'm smart, which I am. I don't mean that arrogantly. But what I believe, it's my belief that's caused these things to happen. Because everyone in the church told me, you can't believe for that. You can't do this. You can't get that. But I said, now, well, either you lying or God's lying, I pick you. Because, you see, he gave me a life gift. The gift of belief. So each and every one of you have the ability. If you're facing tragedy, if you're facing sickness that the doctor says you're not going to make it through, if you have that life gift of belief, your life gift of belief will override and overshadow anything that has death in it. To such a degree that a shadow can't even be formed because of the power of the light that is in your belief. Write this down. Dissecting and categorizing the word on what is easy is not for you. See, a lot of people just, they dissect and categorize the word what's easy. In other words, let's do this part of the Bible because it's easy. No, what God wants you to do is believe it all. One of the things that I did not want to believe was pray for your enemy. I wanted to categorize that. I wanted to change that. Kill your enemy. Pray for those that despitefully use you. No. We do what we got to do. We live on the streets of New Orleans, you know. It's gone. No. Bless those that curse you. Oh, have you ever been cussed out and you felt good about it? No. If somebody just said you blankety, blank, no good, trashy, blank, 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 did you go, thank you? No, you turned around. You want to dance with me? We have something called a Mississippi River. It's flowing real fast. See, that's categorizing the word of God. You just want the easy stuff. Well, yeah, but God says, believe it all. I had to work on those things. and would cause me to pray for my enemies and bless those that cursed me was the life gift of belief. You see, so dissecting and categorizing the word on what's easy is not for you. You believe it all.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth. And this gift of God is so simple. Believing God can override anything the devil sends your way. Let's stop there for a minute. What does that mean? Maybe you go to a doctor and the doctor tells you something like this. You have cancer. You don't deny the report. Whose report shall you believe? I mean, they're doing the best they can. But Jesus said, by his stripes you were healed. Now, I know, yeah, but you don't understand. No, I do understand. You have to understand that the word of God has to be more powerful than anything anybody tells you. Do you get that? Think about that for a minute. How many times I've had many opportunities to fail? I've had many, at the very beginning of my ministry, people would say, well, you know, this is what's going to happen to you. You know, I said, no, I'm not believing that. Yeah, but it's happened to everybody else. Well, that may be true. It's not that I'm better than anybody else. I chose to believe the belief that God gave me. Remember, believing is a gift. You don't have to conjure it up. It's a gift from God, and he gives it to everyone. Everyone. Bible said, if two of you agree, that's that gift coming together, holding each other's hands together and saying, you know what? Bless God, I am going to receive. Maybe you're financially broke right now. You got more financial trouble than anybody you know. So how am I going to get out of this? Well, how did you get into it? You have to ask yourself that. See, you always have to be honest with yourself. Once you're honest with yourself, say, okay, I may have made some mistakes in my financial dealings. Now, Lord, help me. I'm not going to do that no more. If you'll help me, I'll get out of debt and I'll stay out of debt. That means you're going to have to control yourself. That's not an easy thing, ladies and gentlemen. But the gift of belief will help you. I mean that. So what does he want you to believe? Well, he wants you to believe by his stripes you were healed. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. If God be for you, who could be against you? No weapon formed against you going to prosper. Those are just some of the things. In Jeremiah 29:11, I love that verse because it says, God has a good plan for you and for me. How many times you went to church and it was always, well, God's going to beat your brains out. God's going to do this. And you know what? Who wanted to serve a God like that? Well, let me tell you something about God. He's a loving father. He does have a judgment side. But if you obey his word, oh, glory to God, you'll never see it. Can I explain that to you? If your children obey you when you tell them to do something, they will never see your judgment side. You got to understand something about God. All he is a father and a family. All he wants to do is be a blessing. To do what? To give us a future and a hope. Oh, glory. Isn't that good? A future and hope. See, if you know where you're going, you know what you're going to do when you get there. I have a future to this ministry. I have a destiny and a destination. That doesn't mean the devil doesn't attack me. Oh, he comes at me with everything you can think of. And sad to say, he uses a lot of Christians to do it. I don't know why, but that's all right. I made up my mind. I read the end of the book. Bless God, we win. Go to the end of the book. Anytime you think everything's going wrong, go to the end of the book and say, you know what? We won. Praise God. And if you won, then you know what's coming. That doesn't mean if anything comes bad, it doesn't make any difference. God's word is true. And God will minister to you. I want to go back into this message because it's so vitally important for you to receive this gift of belief. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I enjoyed preaching it. So I want to go back into this message and I want you to listen. Get a pen and a pencil. Take some notes because this is dealing with your belief, what you can do for God and what God can do for you. Watch.
You must never worry about the plans or pay for the plans or get under pressure about the plans. See, I thought when God gave me a plan or a project, I got to pay for it. No. So you get under worry, you start pushing that. No. What happens, you let people know, say, if you want to give to something, because it's a good thing to do that. It immunizes you from that disease of covetousness. That's why we tell people to give the projects and things to help them as well as help the kingdom of God. But we don't worry about the plans. Worry is a hijacker to your faith and hijacker to your belief. You must never worry about your plans or get under pressure about the plans or pay for the plans. I've had so many people say, you've paid for so many things. I ain't paid for nothing. All I did was believe. Believe it. And God did that in every area of my life. You see, it's the life gift of belief. Jesse, I didn't ask you to pay for it. I asked you to believe for it. Some of you want a new home. And the reason why you ain't got it because you're trying to figure out how to pay for it. Yet there's something in you keep saying, and you keep rebuking what God is placing. You think it's the devil. I'm just being greedy. No. It's God putting that desire in your heart for that home. But the reason why it's being delayed, bless God, is because you're trying to figure out how to pay for it. when you ought to say, my God shall supply all I need for that house. See, that's believing it. I never forget years ago, I wanted to sell a house in Houma, Louisiana. Number one, North Cane Court. Remember that, Kathy? And I mean, my God, the oil industry went down to $6 a barrel. I'll never forget it. What I thought, I said, well, I don't know many people, so I'm going to get a real estate agent. I went to real estate, I said, this is what we want for the house. And she looked at me like I done lost my mind. She said, you can't get that for your house. She said, that will never happen. I said, that's why I'm not signing with you. I don't never hook myself up with doubt and unbelief. You got to be some stupid fool to hook yourself up with doubt and unbelief. I said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, lady. She looked at me like I done lost my mind. I said, I'm going to sell this house for what I want and get exactly what I want for, which will raise the value of all the houses on the block so that when people go to buy other houses and the bank checks them, they'll say, it's going to be better. She goes, guess what? Guess what? The first person, a couple came from Metairie, saw my house. When I saw them, the Lord said, that's them. Glory to God. You know what the lady said? Oh, I hate to leave my house in Metairie. We just wallpapered. That's what we had. Wallpaper was very, very, you know, people like all that stuff. Oh, I just wallpapered it. And oh, I just hated to leave, but my husband's job is moving into Houma. I said, oh, you're going to love this wallpaper. When she walked in the house, she went, oh, Kathy wallpapered the house with the same wallpaper that she had in Metairie. Believe it. The mother was with them. The mama says, if y'all don't buy this house, I'm buying it. Remember that, Kathy? My God, now I got the mama, the grandma, and the daughter, or the mama and the daughter saying, I'm going to buy this house. I couldn't wait. They signed. They said, when do you want to close? I said, now. And guess what? Oh, I didn't let that real estate agent off the hook. I went by the place and went, think if you'd have signed with me, you'd have got 6%. But no. Why not? She didn't believe it. She was worrying about the plan. That can't work. She was trying to pay for the plan. Got under the pressure of the plan. She said, believing is the method, write it down, believing is the method God uses to bless your soul. Believing is the method God uses to bless your soul. It removes the shackles of fear in your life. It makes life a lot easier. When I go pray for somebody in the hospital, most people are discouraged and depressed. First thing I got to get rid of is that. That's the hindrance. So I go in with joy. Hello, everybody. Hey. No. I'll never forget one time a heart surgeon saw me walking down the halls. Remember that guy? That heart surgeon, Dr. Tubb, I think his name was, at East Jefferson Hospital. We were walking down. He goes, my God, man, you in this hospital more than me. I said, I'm doing better than you. I said, I have patients in here that needs my work. He just looked at me like I lost my mind. And I wanted to say this, that if I could charge him what you charge at $150,000 a pop, oh, it'd be a great day at East Jefferson Hospital. But I didn't. He's a nice man. Number six. I mean, we went in there and prayed for people. We went in there just being a blessing. Why? To get rid of the shackles of fear. See, believing is the method God uses to bless your soul. You see, it's the life gift of belief. See, living for God means one word, growth. Write that down. Living for God means growth. You don't grow without believing. You see what God was saying, Jesse, I didn't ask you to pay for it. I asked you to believe for it. Now, my mind was thinking, you know why I couldn't receive that at that time, Mitch? It's because I had to grow. See, it had to do something with growth. How many of you ever notched? I mean, one of your kids, they always want to be tall, and you kind of notch something maybe on a sill, or, you know, on a, I don't know, by the door. So, and say, oh, you grew this much more. Kathy does that with Meredith all the time. Meredith keeps going, oh, because she knows when she gets as tall as her mommy, grandfather, which is me, going to buy her a new car. And she did something crazy the other day. She snuck into Jody's closet, and she's got this spurt of growth all of a sudden, you know. She's going to be 8 years old very soon, but she looks 10. And to make a long story short, man, she put on Jody's shoes. And she thought they fit, and it was pretty close. She goes, Mommy, call grandfather. I want a Volkswagen Beetle. she said, they cute. I said, well, you, and be honest with, ladies and gentlemen, if I could talk the state of Louisiana to give her a driver's license at 8, I'd buy the car tomorrow. But I think I would have a problem. I don't know what you're saying. Believe it. Living for God means growth. Not your strength, His. You don't do anything in your strength. See, that's very tiring when you try to do those things in your strength. See, what you cannot do, God can do and will do if you understand the power of belief. See, what you cannot do, God can do and will do if you understand the power of belief. Write it down. Let me say it again. What you cannot do, God can do and will do if you understand the power of belief. Let me go to St. John chapter 5, verse 24. I'm not quite sure. St. John chapter 5, yeah, it's verse 24. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, that'll help you. And then I'm going to quote that statement again. St. John chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Do you already, you know, people say, you're not afraid to die. I've passed death. I'm not on the end of that kind of junk. Why? Because God, what you cannot do, God can do and will do if you understand the power of belief. See, living for God means growth. So when the devil says, I'm going to do this, I said, you can't. I've already passed that. You're so behind me. I don't need to wait. I'm not concerned about the devil. Ladies and gentlemen, he's concerned about me. He's concerned about you. You start believing this stuff, and I want to tell you something. You're going to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. The only time you go to a hospital is visiting somebody else instead of you. You'll be able to pick your own time to live, your own time to die. The Bible said death and life's in the power of the tongue. You'll determine when that is, not with sickness and disease and pain. You'll simply say what Jesus said, Father, into your hands, I commit my spirit. I'm finished with New Orleans. I'm finished with St. Charles. I'm finished with Armand. Bye. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But when you have the gift, the life-giving gift of belief, you choose your destiny and your destination, and you walk in it. Don't tell me you can't do this, because all of you can. But it's not in your strength. It's in the strength. I can do all things through Christ who or which strengtheneth me. God is in the strength business. Go to God with a mindset that what he says to you through Scripture, you will simply believe it. When you go to God with a mindset that what he says to you through Scripture, you will believe it. For example, let's say you got a rebellious kid, okay? Okay, man, I mean real rebellious. But the word says that you got the promise of your children down to what? 1,000 generations. I don't care what they're doing. I don't deny what they're doing. I deny it's right. Like my mother used to tell me, it's just, Jesse, it's your tough luck. You was born to me. You're getting saved whether you like it or not, boy. I thought my mama done lost her mind. She did. She had the mind of Christ. The word of God came to pass before my mama went home to be with the Lord. She saw me preach the gospel. Now, people, when I went to a high school reunion, I was voted the most changed. I thought it was because of my white hair. No, it's because of my nature. Whoever thought that Jesse Duplantis would get saved and preach the gospel? It's like the head of a mafia family that would get born again and says, may I help you? No, that is so far. You know, no, it don't work that way. But you see, she went to God with a mindset that what God told her through the Scripture, she would simply believe it. What are you saying? She became mentally, write this down, invincible. Becoming mentally invincible makes you unconscious of your deficiencies. When you become mentally invincible, you don't even know or don't even think about your deficiencies or your deficits. I told a senator that one time, I said, listen, man, they said, Jesse, we got a $19 trillion debt. I said, yeah. Now, yeah, that's such an obscene amount of money. It's unfathomable. But yet the answer to get rid of it is on the bill. It's on every bill we print. One says Federal Reserve note. The other one says In God We Trust. One has a $19 trillion debt on one side. The other one is debt free. So I turned the thing over. I said, it says In God We Trust on this side. If you'll believe this, you'll get rid of the debt that's on the other side. Now, he didn't think, I could see he didn't believe it. He didn't know how. He didn't have the life gift of belief. But he was hoping people might vote for him. You see, because everyone told me I could never get out of debt. Everyone told me I could never build this place debt-free. Do you know how many people? Do you know the three banks at that time was Hibernia Bank was one. Was it American or First American? I can't think. Another, they said, there's no way you are going to build this debt-free. Watch. They thought it was cockiness and arrogance. But they all cried when they went by because not 1 ounce of interest has ever been paid upon this place. Somebody shout somebody. Don't tell me what. I can do all things through Christ. I became mentally invincible, I couldn't even recognize my own deficits, my own deficiency. I actually believed I could do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Whew. Look what St. John chapter 6, verse 35 says. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. Whoa. And he that believeth in me shall never thirst. What does that mean? My God, you're not going to be in a, you're not going to ever get in a position to hurt. That's right. I don't care what the world's saying. That's what Jesus said. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. So I ain't planning on getting hungry. And he that believeth in me shall never thirst. Why? The life-giving gift of belief. That's what God was trying to tell me in 1978. I didn't ask you to pay for it. I ask you to believe for it. That's what he told me. I'm the bread of life, Jesse. I know what's in your wallet. Nothing. But I'm not looking at your wallet. I'm looking at my wallet. Someone told my granddaughter one time that your grandfather said no. She said, grandfather never says no. She told her Mimi, Kathy, she said, told her mama, I'm going to Mimi's house because I can do anything I want. And it's true. It's true. We're guilty. We're just like God. We go, okay. We're just waiting for a seven-year-old to tell us what to do. Is that insane? All we want to do is be a blessing. The other day, yesterday, I think it was, we went out and ate lunch with Ron and Pia. It just so happened that their grandchildren was at their house. Well, you know, we went out and we came back and it was parked in the driveway of Ron and Pia's house and just talking. But children, see, children think, they want us over there. They want us. All of a sudden, I just turned and I could see all of Pia and Ron's grandchildren up in, I guess, on the second floor, waving at it. Trying to open up the window. And Pia saying, close the window. What you falling out? In other words, you can see it in their faces. We know you want us. It was wonderful to see that. It was happiness. See, I do that all the time. I'm like this in front of God's window. And the Lord said, that's Jesse. You can open the window. He can walk on the water. Him. Come on. Go sit up on the throne and go, hello. What a wonderful thing it is. God just wanting to bless his children. See, that's mentally invincible. Write this down. Believing must become a habit. Believing must become a habit. You must get to a point where your belief is more interesting than what people think. That's why I built my house. My belief got more interesting than what people thought. Well, God, I don't think you ought to have that. I didn't ask you. I don't mean it privately. You can think what you want. Say what you want. It will not affect me whatsoever at all because your power is not that big. But my God is. Now, I know people don't like that, but that's a fact. You can't have that. Don't tell me what I can't have. I got to watch what I say because I get it. People think that's cockiness and arrogance. No, that's just believe it all. It's this. God says, believe this. Okay. Just that simple. See, Kathy and Renee were believing me to put that piano on that thing. I mean, they had then put the guns on me. I was resisting heavily. I was under fire. Actually, I was in the bunker with my hands over my head. They were bombarding me. Finally, I said, well, I couldn't even get the sentence out. Well, and Kathy said, hey, Renee, he's going to do it. I didn't think they were going to move it that quick. And then Kathy tried to strip my office, too. She said, while he's letting loose, let's go in his office and get his stuff. They took a table of mine. I said, go get that table and bring it back. I said, Lord, is that my table? He said, yeah, put the cross on it, because they won't take it with the cross on it. Mary moved the cross away. Oh, you didn't? Okay. Mary wouldn't even let him in there. Do y'all have permission from the boss to go in there? Mary takes care of me. Glory to God, I need all the help I can get. I had two women crazy believing, man, for my stuff and got it. See, their believing became a habit. You must get to a point where your belief is more interesting than what people think. Living to please people is exhausting. Living to please God is energizing. Write that down. Living to please people is exhausting. Oh, God, man. Living to please God is energizing. Whew. Why do you believe so much, Brother Jesse? It makes me more hungry for God. It gives me new ways of thinking and doing. I do it every day. If Jesus tarries and I go by the way of the grave, on my last breath, I'm going to say, do this. That's what I'm believing for. And then I'm going to shout it from the throne because the Bible says, so many great cloud of witnesses. It ain't over, ladies and gentlemen, when you breathe your last breath here. It actually just began. All the limitation of what's been holding you is completely gone. But it could be completely gone in your physical body right now. Spiritually, physically, and financially. See what I'm saying? If you can believe. How many things? All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Watch this. Only believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Give the Lord a great God bless you. Why are you sitting? Take the person's hand next to you. Father, save people that need saving. Heal people that need healing. Bless people financially that need help. Give people more work than that they can do so they can be a blessing, going somewhere to bless. We've already had a wonderful service. We've walked down the aisles as you gave words. But the greatest gift is your son that was given to us. Lord, we eat from him today because he's the bread of life. So everyone repeat this. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sin. I confess my sin this very day. I accept you as Lord and Savior because I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. That's why I believe it, and I accept it. Thank you for healing my body, for taking care of me financially, for making me happy in everything that I do and will do. In Jesus' name, I sit right there and give him a great hand clap.
You know, I hope you realize that everything you are believing for, I just prayed and believed with you in that prayer. That wasn't just a clip. That was your prayer and my prayer coming together. All you had to do is believe it. So what do I do now? Like I said earlier, you must become mentally invincible. Oh, I love that statement. What does that mean? I am going to believe what God says, and I'm not letting anybody put nothing else in my mind. Your believing must become a habit. I do that all the time. And more interesting than what people think. You know, most people want to hear what people think. I want to know what you believe. You see what I'm saying? I'm more interested in having a habit of belief than what people think about my belief. Because, see, I get my belief from the Lord Jesus Christ. I get my belief from His Word. I get my belief from Scripture. My Lord, do you understand that? The Bible says, stir up the gift of God. What gift of God? The gift of belief. That's what He's talking about. You stir that up, then when you read Scripture, it's like God saying this, I will do exactly what you just read. All of a sudden, you get excited. You go, man, wait a minute here. This word is true. See, you received a word from God by yourself, just reading the Scripture. Are you getting this? That's the power of Jesus. That's the power of Scripture. That's the power of the Bible. That's why so many people, the devil fights the Bible and even gets theologians to say, well, you know, they're metaphors and you know, they're just stories made up. No, no, they're living reality. A person asked me one time, do you believe the Word of God is inspiring? I said, yes, I do. He said, why do you say that? I said, it inspires. It sure got your thinking. It sure got you to ask me that question. Do you see what I'm saying? That's that life-giving gift of belief. How many times the pressures of ministry, the pressures of things that happen, and I'm just as human as you are, come at me with everything. My Lord, make your blood pressure go up, you know. Somebody betrays you. Oh, that's not easy, isn't it? Somebody that you did a lot for, spiritually, physically, financially, all of a sudden you find out, they wasn't what they said they were. That's tough. That's not easy. But you know what God says? But I go to the Scripture. Pray for those that despitefully use me. Bless those that curse me. I'm not saying it's fun, but you know what happens? When I get that, the love of God and the peace of God that passes all understanding begins to work inside of me. And you know what? I said, you know what? I am going to think about what I believe instead of what they said. Think about that for a minute. Boy, you talk about change your day and change your life. Oh, glory to God. It'll do it every time in your life. Not summertime, every time. Kathy's coming right now with some great, glorious moments where you send in these great testimonies, and we love to share them with you. People all over the world send them. And Kathy, I want you to take it away and bless people because God is real.
Thank you, Jesse. I just love this subject about believing, and I know it's encouraging so many people. You know, that's what God wants us to do, is to believe Him so that He can move in our life and see things happen for us. He loves us so much. In fact, this great letter came from Ed that just really is a great illustration of it. I know you're going to be blessed. He says, a training class was posted that I wanted to attend. I went ahead and signed up for it and asked the Lord to provide a way for me to pay for it. The very next morning, I got an email at work congratulating me on receiving an excellence award. That award came with $500 cash. It was exactly what I needed for the class. Isn't that awesome? And that's exactly what Jesse is saying in today's message, and I know it's encouraging you. God told Jesse many years ago, He says, I didn't ask you to pay for it. I asked you to believe for it. That one statement has helped us so much in our personal life as well as in the ministry. God wants us to believe. In fact, Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that awesome? God's so good. In fact, and this great testimony from Olga is so powerful. It really shows this is so true too. She says, I lost two children to child custody. He was 7 and she was 5. After years of prayer, God answered, and my children are back in my life. That just shows that our God answers our prayers. I thank you, Lord, for bringing my children back. Isn't that awesome? I think it's great that Olga gets to celebrate this Mother's Day with her children. I love that. In fact, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I know that God is using you to touch your family and your whole community. God is so good, and I pray that you'll be especially blessed on Mother's Day. Now, don't go away, because Jesse's going to be right back after this.
Are you expecting a glorious life?
This is the place to be.
It's just glorious.
We serve a supernatural God.
It's always an on-time word.
Belief is a gift from God. Every one of us has the ability to receive it.
There's so much joy here.
It's a really good opportunity for you to meet other sisters in Christ. Right now, mark your schedule, get your babysitter lined up, because you will be changed.
Glorious with Jesse and Kathy Duplantis, October 7th and 8th, 2016.
I hope your faith is on fire, because mine is. I'll tell you why. Because faith works and pleases God. Believing God is a wonderful thing, and it makes life a lot easier. People say, but Jesse, why don't you worry much? Well, I spend more of my time believing than trying to worry about something that ain't going to work. Are you sick of stress? Are you sick of worry? Oh, my God, why worry about something? My God, hey, when Jesus said greater is he was in you than he was in the world. God doesn't want you to live that way and worry and fret and all that kind of stuff. That's why he gave you the life-giving gift of belief. That's what we're preaching. Look what Psalms 46, verse 10 says. Be still and know that I am God. In other words, slow down for a second and say, wait a minute. I'm going to be still, and I know God's going to do wonderful things. Even when I'm weak, the Bible said, when you're weak, you're strong. Let the weak say, I'm strong. That's what God is saying. So let's believe God to show himself strong in your life right now. Can I pray for you? Father, in Jesus' name, this world's not an easy thing, Lord. I ask you to minister to people spiritually, physically, financially, every area of their life. I ask you to bless them and help them, Lord Jesus, and let them know that your peace has been given to us also, and all we have to do is walk in it. It's a pretty simple thing to just believe what you said, like a child. Father, we don't complicate that. We believe it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Isn't that a blessing of the Lord? I enjoy praying for you. Did you get it? Did you feel that? Wait a minute. Something happened just there. You know what it was? Belief that connected with my belief. Two of us agreed. And guess what? An answer is coming. A manifestation is coming. Every area of your life, it's there for you. All you got to do is receive it. And my Lord, when you receive it, whoo, go tell somebody. People are going to notice it. I'm telling you. They're going to say, man, you're different today. You know what you ought to say? Well, bless God, I prayed with a preacher named Jesse the Planner. Say, guess what? I got it. Oh, I get excited about it. That's why I said earlier that my faith's on fire. Your faith has to always be on fire, because it's impossible to please God without using it. Did you see that? Did you get that just now? Oh, Lord, I'm ministering to you right now. I want to bless you, because I want to tell you something. There's something good going to happen to you. Who used to say that? Brother Oral Roberts. I used to love that. Something good is going to happen to you. You know, people criticize him for saying that. I thought, why? That's a good saying. I accepted that. I want good things to happen to me every day of my life. That doesn't mean the devil don't come at me, but I prefer to look at the good than look at the bad. I don't deny the bad. By no means, but I accept the good in every area, spiritually, physically, financially, every area. Praise the Lord. Stay right there. The show is not over. My God, I got to show you a few things. I'll be back in just a moment to speak another word to you. I hope you're enjoying the program, as I'm enjoying preaching. So watch this. Living to please people is exhausting. Living to please God is energizing.
What you cannot do, God can do and will do, if you understand the power of belief, because you'll have what God's name is, the God of more than enough. See, when you have a hope and a future, you have the life-giving gift of belief.
The life-giving gift of belief for your May partnership of $50 or more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the program that I really enjoy, because I'm going to talk about partnership. I get to say thank you. And I mean that sincerely. Each and every one of you, for many, many years, I've been preaching 40 years, and I've been in full-time ministry 38 years. And partners, I still have people supporting this ministry and have never missed a month in 38 years of full-time ministry. Think about that. Everything you send is greatly appreciated. Nothing too small, nothing too big. We're believing God for millions of dollars, because these projects cost millions and millions of dollars. That's okay. I just made up my mind that I'll trust God, you'll trust God, you'll trust me, and I'll trust you, and together we get this thing done. It's the power of the Lord. Thank you for helping me financially. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for reaching out and holding our hands up, just like people did in Moses when he had to have somebody hold his hands up. I appreciate each and every one of you. Can I pray for you right now? Father, thank you for my partners. Bless them with a 30, 60, and 100-fold and a 1,000-time return. Lord, I can't thank you enough because these people stay with me. And they believe in me and they believe in you. And together we get these things done. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing each and every one of them spiritually, physically, and financially. In Jesus' name we pray. And I meant that from the bottom of my heart. We believe God with you and pray for you every day. Also, for your May partnership of any financial amount, you can request my gift message of the month, Water Walking Disciples. Man, I like that. You can get it as a digital download or on CD while supplies last. So remember this, while supplies last. So for any financial amount, isn't that a blessing? I'm so excited about next week's show. Kathy and I are going to sit down together and teach you how to spring into your vision. Glory to God. You have a vision. My Lord, you got a destiny and a destination, and you need to get there. Once again, partners, thank you for helping me with all these projects. There's so many things going on. We're believing God for all kinds of things. We're sowing massive amounts of seed into other ministries and other people. Because we're believing God for 30, 60, and 100-fold for us and for you. So thank you for blessing us today, okay? Thank you. Jesse DePlans from New Orleans saying I love you. See ya. Bye-bye.